I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. So Much More creates space for God to reveal his truth through his word. Today, we are continuing in our series on spiritual disciplines, which are practices that can help us nurture our relationship with the Lord. And this week, we are focusing on the practice of silence and solitude. To lead us into that practice, we're going to meditate on a passage in 1 Corinthians. And this passage talks about the Spirit of God, who is the one who knows God's thoughts and who knows our own, and who desires to lead us to a place of understanding and discernment on what God has for us. And in silence and solitude, we create space to hear from the Spirit of God. Now, we're going to be meditating on this passage as a Lectio Divina and using the tool of Lectio Divina. So if you haven't done that before, I want to encourage you to download the free journal that I have created for you. And it outlines everything that Lectio Divina is, and it even gives you some space to capture your thoughts as you listen to this podcast. You can grab your copy at jodynisnik.com, or there is a link in the show notes. Well, let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, I want to invite you to just settle in and prepare to take a few deep in and out breaths, no matter where you are right now. And as you're breathing in deeply, invite the Lord into this space and this time. And as you exhale, hand over to the Lord anything that might feel burdensome to you or anything that you might be holding on to. Ask the Lord to hold that for you. Go ahead and keep taking deep in and out breaths. And as you do, let me just pray over us. Oh Lord, thank you for time set aside to hear your word. Pray by the power of your Spirit that you would help us to notice what you want us to notice. Lord, would you guide and lead us in these next few minutes? We pray that your Spirit would be loud. And Lord, just help us to be attentive to what it is that you have for us. Guide and lead. We pray that you would do this for our good. For your glory, we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, the first time I read this passage over us, it is really just an opportunity to get grounded in the passage to know where it is going. So this is our first reading of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. That is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. Now, Now, as I read the passage for you a second time, this time we want to ask the Lord to help us notice a word or a phrase, or maybe even an idea. And I want to encourage you to try not to overthink or analyze this. Just see if there's a word or phrase that grabs your attention over the other ones. You can write it down or you can just hold on to it, and I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. So this is a second reading of 1 Corinthians 2, verses 12 through 14. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So take a few minutes now to reflect on what captured your attention and ask the Lord, how might this apply to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice that word or phrase again. And then we'll take some time after the reading to respond to God, however He may be inviting us to respond. Perhaps there's a sin that we are made aware of to confess, a truth that we needed to remember, a step of trust we need to take, something else that we need to do, or just a time to worship Him. Whatever it is, I'll give you some space after the reading. So this now is a third reading of 1 Corinthians 2, verses 12 through 14. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So take some time now to respond, however God is inviting you to respond. Now, in this fourth and final reading, I want to invite you to take a posture of resting. Resting in God's goodness and His faithfulness to you. Resting in the truth that the Spirit of God dwells in you and will reveal the truth of God to you. Just resting in knowing that you are deeply loved by Him. So this now is a final reading of 1 Corinthians 2, verses 12 through 14. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. Oh Lord, thank you for this time with you. Thank you for your Spirit who understands you and understands us and helps us explain spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. Lord, whatever it is that you had to show us in this passage, would you help that truth to be something we can carry forward today and this week? Help it to continue to draw us closer to you. Lord, may this passage and even this time with you just create a deeper longing for us to connect with you, to know what the Spirit has for us, so that we can know you better, know what you're inviting us to, so that we can just be more of who you've created us to be. So we pray that you would do this, and we pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to join me in listening to the Companion Podcast. I have a conversation with Laura Murray, and Laura is a spiritual director and a coach and author, and she has worked in pastoral ministry for years. And she leads silent retreats. So she is the perfect person to talk to about silence and solitude. And we have a great conversation talking about what silence and solitude is and what it isn't, ways that we can practice it, some of the benefits that we will experience for our soul, and so much more. So I do hope you'll listen to that. I also want to ask a quick favor. One of the ways that you can support this ministry is by leaving me a quick review. So if you could just take 2 minutes and do that, it really would mean a lot to me. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us. And this is one way we are creating space to listen.
Well, the physician comes in and says, tells this lovely couple, hey, your son's not going to make it, but there's a young girl here in the hospital who just delivered a baby girl, and she's given her up. She's going to leave her here. Do you want her instead?
That was chart topper Ryan Stevenson sharing a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.